I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another live session for you today. Joining me in the studios, a few guys who have been here before and one who has not. They are known collectively as the Brotet. It's Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, Nathaniel Smith. Guys, welcome to JPR.
Thanks. Great to be us. Here.
All of you, well, I mentioned three of you have been here before. Dominic, you were here once with the Bee Eaters, Tristan, Tashina Claridge. Alex, you and Nat were here not that long ago as part of Sarah Jarosz's band. That's welcome right back. It's nice to see you. Sam Grisman, bass player for the group, son of David Grisman. And I find this remarkable. We were talking off the air that you guys are all still in your 20s, and yet you have known each other and have been making music with one another for darn near a decade already. Is that true?
Maybe it's true. Over a decade now.
Where did you and how did you first meet? Because you guys are from all over the country, right? I mean, one from California, one from Colorado, one from here in Oregon, and one from Mississippi. So where did the four of you end up in the same spot together?
We sort of all grew up in the bluegrass festival world, or sort of greater bluegrass festival world, new acoustic music world, and started to come across each other at various festivals. Alex and I met at Wintergrass, I think.
Yeah.
When I think Alex was maybe 8 or 9 and I was 10 or 11.
Sounds right. Well, yep.
And Dominic and I met at Rocky Grass around the same time.
You know, there are a lot of musician names that pop up in terms of influences for you guys and for others of your generation that are making this kind of music. Folks like David Grisman, your dad, and Bela Fleck, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Anger. Yeah. What is it about the music and the sound of music that these guys make that draws you guys into it as the next generation?
A lot of it, man.
I think what's so great about those guys is that they're really grounded in the tradition. But, you know, they've been looking past that for their entire professions. You know, they're super grounded in bluegrass, old time, but, you know, they love jazz and more modern influences, and so putting all that stuff together. Mm.
What was it that drew the four of you together? To a degree, you all have kind of day jobs. You're playing in other bands, but what drew you guys together to create the Brotet?
Just had to do it.
just from early on, we had, you know, grown up playing together, and when we weren't, you know, we'd see each other a few times a year at these festivals or camps, and then when we weren't together, we'd be, you know, sending each other recordings and checking out, you know, Stuart Duncan solos or whoever it might be. And so that kind of connection, I think, comes out when we play together, because it feels like, since we've been doing it for so long, it just kind of feels like a natural thing. And so it felt like a natural extension of that to just start a project together.
The Brotet are live today in the JPR studios. It's Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, and Nat Smith. Bass, mandolin, fiddle, cello, in that order. They've got a new EP out called The Brotet. It's just a little sampler for us, though, just 5 songs thus far, and they are live here on JPR. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're going to play one called Old Rosebud that Sam wrote with our friend Eric Robertson. Thank you.
That is The Brotet live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP, also called The Brotet. The group is Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, and Nat Smith. Well, you guys have been making music together off and on for the better part of a decade, but to a degree, you kind of come at music from a little bit different avenues, right? Alex, you have a little bit more of a jazz background and jazz study, whereas some of the others don't. Do you each bring your own unique influence to The Brotet? Or do you find a lot of common language when you're together?
I think a little bit of both. We each, you know, have our own unique backgrounds, you know, as far as the kind of music we that kind of formed us early on and what we were around, but that there's also a lot of overlap in that area. So I think it's kind of nice to have a lot of common ground, but then everyone brings something unique to the table as well.
I see a lot of nodding going on.
Yes, lots of nodding.
If we were going to really oversimplify things, I'd say that Alex is sort of the jazz guy. Smitty is sort of the Cape Breton sort of Celtic guy, since he has the experience with Natalie McMaster. Dom is sort of the CPG or Newgrass guy. And I would sort of be the bluegrass dude, or you know, the bass player.
He gets bluegrass? No fair.
Where do you think your music fits? Not only in the musical landscape, but in the physical space. I mean, your music kind of falls in between the kind of thing that you would hear at a festival or in a concert hall or a seated concert. Or, I mean, do you have a vision for where your music belongs and who your audience is as you're creating it? Or is that not really at the top of your list?
Wherever we can get a gig, man.
Really?
Well, I think a big element in our music, or I'd like to think a big element, is groove. And that's something that we all kind of put at the top of the priority list when we're playing music together. So that, you know, obviously we'd like to hope that people would want to dance to this kind of music. But at the same time, it's something that, you know, we want to have people take seriously too. So I think, you know, if, you know, a combination.
Yeah. I mean, there's one obvious comparison, and I'm sure you guys have heard it a ton and no doubt are interested in, you know, forging your own path and your own identity. But just in terms of it being the four of you and it being an American string quartet, the likeness to Punch Brothers and the combination of composed music, but also a lot of virtuosic improv. How much of what you guys create is composed, is written down, and how much is it kind of improv on the spot?
A lot of both. I mean, I guess none of it's really written down. We usually record ideas and send them to each other and just learn it by ear.
Kind of following in the tradition of how a lot of fiddle players and mandolinists learn folk tunes, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Then get together after that and kind of work up an arrangement with everybody's ideas in it, really.
But we'll sort of craft a melody and stick to that as a head and, formulate an arrangement maybe based on that. You know, we want to leave a lot of space for people to take it where they feel like it should go.
And you all can. Each one of you can individually. The Brotet are live in the JPR studios today. The new EP is also called The Brotet. It is available online. There is a Bandcamp page. We'll talk more about your lack of internet presence in a couple of minutes. But it is available online. It's called The Brotet. Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, and Nathaniel Smith. is the Brotet live here in the JPR studios. It's Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, and Nathaniel Smith. And they've got a new EP just out. It is called The Brotet, 5 songs. All right, let's talk about where to get this record, where to hear about you guys, where to learn about you guys, because this is a bit of a challenge if you're trying to learn about The Brotet. You can learn about each of you individually. That's, you know, that's pretty easy. There's no webpage. There's no Facebook page. You have a Bandcamp page where you can actually hear samples of the music and buy and download if you want. You guys are lagging behind a little bit here.
Just off the grid. We like to keep it off the grid.
Yeah, we're trying to cultivate a buzz by just keeping it hush-hush.
You know, it's obvious from speaking with you guys before we went live on the air and watching you play together that in addition to making wonderful music together, you guys are also quite good friends. What does each of you bring to the group non-musically that helps keep you guys entertained and challenged and moving forward as a collective?
That's a great question.
Probably the most difficult question we've ever been asked.
I can't even answer it.
No, I mean, you know, usually in an ensemble, there's, you know, there's the goofball, there's the serious nuts and bolts person.
We're all the goofball, basically.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
But we're all a slightly different brand of goofball, I'd say. Yeah. Smitty sort of brings the southern gentleman, sort of the most likely band member for your mother to fall in love with.
Nice. That's good.
That's right.
He's surpassed me with my own mother, actually. My own mother loves Smitty more than me at this point.
Yeah. Now I'm just trying to convince your mom to love you more.
Dominic is sort of he's the Zen practitioner. He's got the best posture, the best breathing practices.
I'll be lighting the sage, you know. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He wands the van.
He's that guy.
Gravy is sort of the irreverent musical guru of the group, most likely to turn us on to something we've never heard of that will blow the top off of our head.
And then what falls to you, Sam?
I don't know. Somebody else is going to have to feel that.
Sam's the doctor. You know, he makes sure that we have all our medicine, and, you know, the road can be a rough place, and, you know, you need a lot of things.
So you're taking your vitamins.
Yep, vitamins, Sam's minerals.
He also makes sure the playlist is always just right.
Good. Right.
Fill me in if I have missed some details, but if I remember correctly, Nat, you have done a little bit of harmony singing on some other projects. Anybody else really got much of a singing background? I'm just wondering whether vocals are going to meander their way into the Brotet at some point.
They're in there.
We usually make a point of each one of us singing at least one song every night when we're on tour, and it's something we're trying to do more of.
And speaking of do more of, is this a one-off side project, or do you think this is going to be a fairly durable band going down the road? Because as we talked at the top, you guys have regular gigs, you know, other bands that you play with. You don't all live in the same city, so getting together and making this a real thing has got to be a little bit of a challenge. More of it in the future, you think?
But, I mean, the more we do it, the more we seem to like it. So,
yeah, I think keeping this thing sustainable and enjoyable is the chief prerogative. So playing less actually kind of works in our favor. So when we get together, it's just a real joyful experience. Like, even the tour doesn't really feel like a tour.
Yeah. It's Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, Nathaniel Smith. They are known now as The Brotet, the EP also called The Brotet. Will you guys play us one more?
Sure.
What are you going to play?
Here's one that Nat wrote called Sweet Tsunami.
That is The Brotet live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new EP is called simply The Brotet. It's Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie, Alex Hargraves, and Nathaniel Smith. Dominic, Alex, Nathaniel, it's nice to see you guys again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
Sam,
for
pleasure to meet you. Thanks
Great
so much.
Thank you so much.